The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race is fast approaching. If you've wondered what all those Iditarod race volunteers eat, APRN's Ellen Lockyer found out during a visit to an Anchorage warehouse where supplies were getting packed up for flights to Squintna, Nome, and other checkpoints along the Thousand Mile Trail.
Hefty snowflakes dropped from a leaden sky last week, setting an appropriate backdrop for Iditarod volunteers scurrying to get ready for the big race. Inside a cavernous Airland Transport warehouse in Anchorage, workers filled and stacked cardboard boxes in piles higher than my head. Much ado is made over the dog food supplies along the trail, but volunteers have to eat too. 23 Iditarod checkpoints after Willow are stocked to provide meals for race officials and all the people who help the race succeed. So supplies of instant mashed potatoes, cans of chili, frozen veggies, canned corn, crackers, and kitchen essentials are carefully packed in cardboard boxes and taped shut. Each stack is marked by a yellow sign flagging the destination of the food packages. Cindy Fritz stocks the Squintna checkpoint.
We're just here helping out to pack food for all the checkpoints, but mainly for our checkpoint, Squintna.
And how many people are you providing food for?
Our crew is 35, and the night of the race we serve about 300 people because we make a big meal for the mushers. Dinner, and then it turns into breakfast, and all the press and Iditarod officials and whoever's there.
What's on the menu?
We call it musher stew. It's beef stew soup concoction. Depending on what we get today is what'll be in it.
Some years food is donated, but this year the Iditarod is paying for all of it, according to Pat Owens, the Iditarod's people food coordinator.
Even McGrath feed as many as 70 in a meal. So, and then it's this, the group of people move up the trail, so they'll eat meals at different places. You have vets and checkers and all those trail people that come up. So, yeah, lots of people.
Who's cooking it?
Volunteers. They go out to the checkpoints. Some of them do this every year, and sometimes it's different people, so.
Owens handles the Nome checkpoint. This year's Iditarod starts March 2nd in Anchorage. 67 mushers are hitting the trail to Nome. I'm Ellen Lockyer.